So talk to me about trumpets.
You tell the brown M&M story, and then okay. I'll apply it with trumpets.
Okay, so most people probably know this story already, but the band Van Halen famously, in their concert rider, had a specification that...
Concert rider is like some document that goes to the venue?
Exactly, yeah. It's like all of the requests and demands that the band has for supporting them at the venue.
Okay.
So they had this, you know, rider that says that in their green room, there must be a...
The green room is like the place where they hang out before and after the show?
Right,
yeah. And like get ready?
Exactly. Okay. It might not have been the green room. But anyway, there has to be this bowl of M&Ms, but it has to have all of the brown M&Ms removed.
No poop candy.
And if you haven't heard this story before, you know, it used to be like laughed at as an example of bands being very precious, but it turns out that they actually put that in there for a reason, which was they knew if they came in and there was a bowl of M&Ms that had brown M&Ms in it, that somebody had not gone over the rider with a fine tooth comb. And that meant that they needed to check all of like the lighting more carefully and the electrical and like the weight, the weight capacity of the stage and things like that. Because if they didn't observe the M&M part, they probably missed something else.
So really, it's a did you read this?
Right.
Which is exactly what we need for our LLMs.
Right.
I mean, it's not just did you read this. I believe that you read this. I could check that in the tool call. But do you remember it? Is it still in your head?
Right. Because what we're doing, at least at this juncture, a lot of what we're doing as the humans in the loop is attention management, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely. Same thing we do with each other and our children and ourselves. Because the example here is I have a task implementation process in the Claude.md for the project. And it says, as part of implementing a task, you should gather context and check with all the capability owners while you're doing that. And then you should... decide how you're going to test it. There's like verification check. Mm. Decide how you're going to observe it. Write that out in a plan. Mm. Okay, then start implementing the task, then do the verification, then check with the capability owners again, blah, 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 blah. And at the end, the last step is print a trumpet in AsciArt.
Print a trumpet.
Print a trumpet. And often, I'm pretty sure that whole process gets out of its head. It's too far up in the context, or it's done the thing that it does automatically of condensing the context so far. Mm-hmm. And it's lost that list. So if it doesn't print a trumpet, then maybe it didn't check with the capability owners. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while I come back to my desk and I'm like, what the heck is that? Oh, that's its attempt at a trumpet. Right. I told it to build a trumpet. I'm not super good at checking for the trumpet, but...
That is the downfall of attention management.
Right. This is the difference between like being responsible for a task and doing a task. Like as a manager, it's my job to make sure this stuff gets done, mm-hmm. not to do it. But I'm the person who has to come back and check and make sure it didn't get dropped. Mm-hmm. Right. And so... me managing Claude, I need to check for the trumpet. Do I check for the trumpet? No, but every time it tries to draw a trumpet, it makes me happy. It's really bad at drawing ASCII trumpets, actually. I was like, maybe it's because its context is full. So this morning we asked it to draw a trumpet, like empty context, just draw. No, it just can't draw trumpets. There's many things it could draw really well in ASCII art. Trumpets, not one of them.
So has it been working? Like, do you find that it hasn't missed the other steps when it does draw the trumpet?
I didn't check.
Because, I mean, you know, there's the thing with human attention. There's the thing where we mostly pay attention to the first thing we heard and the last thing we heard.
And it has the same property, right?
Yeah. And so I guess I would wonder whether, you know, it actually does the always does the in-between things, or if it pays the most attention to the trumpet.
Now, see, this is where I want to code my own agent so that I can explore this kind of thing. And because that kind of check, if you know what your process is and you implement that process in deterministic code as well, then you can either force it to check, or you can check that it checked by looking at its tool calls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
we have evals for this actually at Honeycomb. We have evals that run an agent, and they're looking for outcomes, and some of the outcomes they look for. Did you call this tool?
When you say an eval.
Okay, eval evaluation. This is what we have instead of tests for LLMs, because you can't.
We being Honeycomb or more widely?
Oh, much more widely.
Okay.
Right. There's evals at the model level, mm-hmm. which are the most common ones of for this prompt and this model. And here was some input from the user, like the question or whatever. Here's the output, good or bad. Mm. And you can do that on production data. And then you have to like come up with some heuristic for determining good or bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, you can get the user to thumb up, thumbs down. That's mm-hmm. another one.
Yeah.
But you can also do this on like a golden master, mm-hmm. which is what our evals are. They're at the agent level, but still. For this input, we expect this result. Mm-hmm. And in our case, our heuristics are like, the result includes this bit of text.
Sure.
Right, it got the number mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
It ran a tool call. You know, it ran this particular query that looks kind of like this, because otherwise it's doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. So you can have all kinds of heuristics about the output, mm-hmm. but evals they're not property-based tests because we're not randomly generating input, but they are property checkers mm-hmm. because we're not saying, is the output exactly this? We're saying, is the output kind of like this? Does it include this? You can use LLM as judge and mm-hmm. say, how correct was this to a completely different model, or the same model with a different summoning spell? So evals are how we evaluate our agents and models.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, a thing that I was doing for a while, a little different. It's not evaluation. It's really just like guardrails, but you know, I found that a lot of times it would forget things, or it would keep trying to do things, even though, like, you know, I'd put guidance not to do that. There was some command that it was getting subtly wrong every single time, or almost every time, even if I put guidance in its rules. And I wound up...
Oh, like mine likes to run Python instead of Python 3.
Right, that kind of thing. Yeah. And so I wound up like creating...
Oh, yeah, there was some command that it kept trying to run. And I was like, fine, I'm just going to install the library and then it's going to work.
Oh, I'm meaner than that. I'm like more of a...
actually a highly efficient way to do it.
I just put a stub for whatever command that it was getting wrong, because mm-hmm. it needed to use the right one, that just yelled at it whenever it called the stub.
Oh, I just made the stub. I just made what it wanted to type work.
That is also an approach.
Right. I have this approach with things in my house. Mm-hmm. When I can't find something, like there was a lid to a pan the other day. Where is this lid? Is it where the pan is? No. Is it in this place of flat things? No. Is it in this other place of plastic things? Yes. Okay. And then when I put it away, I put it in the first place I looked. Because next time I'll probably look at the same place again. And I installed its library that it wanted to have mm-hmm. and didn't. It was like a timer, a timeout. It was timeout.
Oh, okay.
It wanted to run timeout blah mm-hmm. command, which setting a timeout is a good thing for it to do. Mm-hmm. But that command didn't work on my system. Mm-hmm. And so I just installed it. It was fine. So sometimes we just change the world to make it more compatible with whoever we're working with.
Right. Which, you know, I mean, what that effectively is with these things is changing our environment to be more like the baseline of the world,
you know,
the consensus tools, because generally they're, you know, they're trained on what people are using.
Right. The average of the expectations of the internet.
Yeah.
And I am for that kind of compatibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the brown M&Ms were there to see whether you were noticing the things that you do need to do differently.
Right.
That are not just what you assume every band wants.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you can leave brown M&M clauses in your cloud.md.
Yes. You've just been listening to Machines of Code and Grace.
I'm Jessitron.
And I'm Avdi. And this is a podcast where we have discussions about the joys and the challenges of being a full circle developer.
Because our job isn't writing code. Our job is building and improving feedback loops. Those loops include our code and our coding agents and our teams.
And operations and our users and the larger communities that we work in.
Like this one. That's why each episode we bring you 10 minutes of discussion about what we're learning from our work right now.
But the conversation doesn't have to stop there. If you like what you just heard, why not head over to
graceful.dev/machines. Sign up for our Code and Grace newsletter.
Yeah, we'll send you some key takeaways from our recent episodes, hand-selected by humans.
That's us.
And along with that, we'll send you some news, some links to some of our favorite things.
Again, that's graceful.dev/machines. What else will they get, Avdi?
I'm glad you asked, Jessitron, because we'll also send you an extra good discount for a pro subscription to Graceful Dev.
That's where you can get access to hundreds of videos and dozens of courses for growing your programming practice.
Also, before you go, if you liked what you heard, why not subscribe to the podcast so you can join us next time on
Machines of Code and Grace.
See you soon.